been running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around.
Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And today we have something that's really important to a lot of foreigners living in China.
Yeah, maybe this topic is not totally related to you or your experience,
yeah,
but it's definitely related to your foreign friends.
Yeah, so if you do have any foreign friends, this is a big part of their experience.
Yeah, because you can't go to China without a China visa.
Right, and I spent a lot of years in Korea, and this was a big part of my my life too, trying to get work visas.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we are going to talk about different kinds of visas, mm-hmm, how to get the visas, mm-hmm, our own experiences with visas.
Yeah.
And we're also going to listen to a dialogue between Allison, who is Chinese, so mm-hmm, probably doesn't need a mm-hmm Chinese visa,
yeah,
and Jeff.
Yeah.
Good old American boy.
Okay. So let's take a listen to the dialogue and get right into it.
All right.
Allison, I won't be in the office tomorrow because I need to go to the Exit and Entry Bureau to renew my work visa.
No problem, Jeff. Do you have to do that every year?
Yeah, I believe they only give out one-year work visas.
Really? I don't know anything about foreigners getting Chinese visas. So you'll need different types of visas to come and stay here?
Exactly. When I first came here with my family to travel, we had tourist visas. Then I came back for an exchange in college, so I was on a student visa. Now I'm working in China, which means I need a work visa.
Is it difficult to get a visa?
In my experience, visitor and student visas are quite straightforward, but a work visa is significantly harder.
In what ways?
You need to have a relevant university degree to your job and minimal years of work experience. And of course, your employer needs to sponsor your visa. If you don't meet any of the requirements, your visa application will be rejected.
Wow, that sounds tough. Your wife is Chinese, though. So, could you get a spousal visa?
Yeah, I could, but I wouldn't be able to legally work in China.
Got it. Well, best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks. Fingers crossed. So, we just heard a dialogue between Jeff, the American, and Allison, the Chinese, and they're talking about visas.
Yep, and if anybody knows visas, especially in China, you will know that there's only one place you can go to get your visa. This place is called the Exit and Entry Bureau.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so it's kind of like the immigration office.
Pretty much, mm-hmm, yeah. Bureau just means office.
Office, yeah. Yeah, it's a nice French word.
Right. Actually, I see a lot of you guys wear shirts that say FBI.
Oh, yes, yes.
The B in FBI is Bureau.
Bureau, yeah. Jeff is telling Allison that he can't go to work tomorrow because he's got to go there. He's got to go to the Exit and Entry Bureau. To do what?
Well, he's got to renew that work visa.
Mm-hmm. So this is one of our words for today, renew.
Okay.
Yeah, like when you join something, like you get like a membership.
Like the gym, for example.
The gym, yeah, yeah. You want to work out. You have to renew or start it again,
right,
or continue it.
It basically means continue, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
So you can renew information. Mm-hmm. You can renew, very, very soon I have to renew my driver's license.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So basically means just pay more money and I can use it for longer.
Yeah, so yeah, you can renew if you... subscribe to like some kind of service, the video, like YouTube or something. You can renew a subscription.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Allison here, I think she really does represent a lot of Chinese people because she doesn't really understand what Jeff has to do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big deal for Jeff. I mean, this is his whole reason he has to stay there and he needs a visa for that.
Right. So there's a few questions about these visas and Jeff says that they only give out one-year work visas, mm-hmm, which is true.
So, yeah, give out is like definitely some kind of authority, like giving out direction out to people, like a teacher gives out homework.
Homework, mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I would feel in a lot of Chinese cities, especially if you guys are drivers, it's very difficult to get the license plate for your car.
Yeah.
Because the government only gives out so many.
Right, right, yeah. I know in the USA, they only give out so many visas.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
So my brother, he applied for a work visa in the USA, didn't get it.
Wow.
Because they already gave out too many.
Oh.
So he just became an American citizen because my mom's American.
Oh, okay. It's really interesting because we can go to the next line here mm-hmm. with this word foreigner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because America and Canada, you know, we're very close. Mm-hmm. We're neighbors.
Yeah.
And I would never think that an American mm-hmm. is a foreigner.
Yeah, yeah. We just don't use this word very much unless it's the correct kind of formal situation.
Right, like foreign affairs,
yeah,
foreign
yeah.
Mm-hmm. trade or something.
Right.
But
yeah.
It is really, really interesting, mm-hmm. Especially you guys, if you guys have ever gone overseas, mm-hmm. Some of us can understand Chinese, and it's really interesting when yeah. you call us foreigners in our own country.
Yeah, because when you come to our country, you are the foreigner. Yeah.
It is pretty funny, yeah. though. I mean, I guess we could suggest, like, Westerners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something. Yeah. Yeah, the way I see it, I think there are so many different cultures in from different countries in Canada and the USA
right.
that there really is no idea of a foreigner.
We don't have it.
Yeah.
We really don't have it.
Yeah, if you know the country, say the country. If you don't know, just guess European or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so back to the actual visas and types of visas.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
we learned that Jeff actually has a pretty long history,
mm-hmm.
lots of different visas.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a complicated process. So sometimes, you know, you have to get all these documents, and sometimes you don't get that visa. So Jeff comes in with his family.
Okay.
And he had a tourist visa.
Okay, so we hear that he's coming to travel. Travel, tourist, mm-hmm. I mean, these all kind of go together,
mm-hmm.
right? This kind of visa is really just so you can go see the Great Wall,
yeah.
and you can go see, you know, the Bund mm-hmm. in Shanghai.
Can you study with a tourist visa?
Well, you know, this can you, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk about that in mm-hmm. in the outro.
Sure, yeah.
But generally speaking, when you have a student visa, mm-hmm. you really need to be studying at, like, a school.
Yeah.
So Jeff mm-hmm. here says that when he was younger, he came on an exchange. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, an exchange. So that's kind of the idea, is that one student goes to the other country mm-hmm. and a student from that place comes to this country.
Right.
Yeah.
So just an exchange is uh-huh. trading.
Yeah.
We're trading students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My brother did an exchange to a city in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
And went to the university where Albert Einstein was a professor.
Oh, cool, cool,
yeah.
cool.
And then he at that time, Jeff says he was on a student visa. So that's another kind of visa. This one, how long does this one last usually?
Probably the semester.
The semester, yeah.
yeah.
In like
China,
6 months. Yeah,
yeah, maybe mm-hmm. 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the word at the beginning, it's really easy to renew
yeah,
student
yeah.
visa.
Yeah, you don't need, you just need some paper from the school,
yeah.
mm-hmm, take it and pay some more money.
Right. Okay, now we get to the, like, I don't know if it's the king of all visas
mm-hmm.
or the god of all visas. But it's the work visa.
Yeah, the work visa. You know, if you're living anywhere, you need money.
Yes.
You got to work.
You got to work.
Mm-hmm. And you cannot make money or earn money in a country unless you have this.
Again, this
yeah.
word
cannot. Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it's again, yeah. we will talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Allison's question, is it difficult to get a visa?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And she's talking about probably a work visa.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what he needs. So, yeah, then Jeff says, he answers her, yeah, in my experience, visitor and student visas are straightforward, quite
okay.
straightforward.
Straight
mm-hmm.
forward.
Yeah, straight and forward. It's simple. It's easy.
Simple and easy.
Mm-hmm. But not the work visa.
No, it's significantly harder.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a significantly like a big difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, you know, open your mouths here, guys. Try to say this word significantly. It's kind of long, but it's really, really useful.
Oh, yeah.
Significantly.
Significantly. If you practice this one, your English will sound
significantly better.
Yes, exactly.
So we usually just put like, you know, significantly better, significantly harder, usually a word, significantly more expensive. It's usually how we use this word.
So then Allison asks, Allison's very curious, in what ways?
Okay, so you need to have relevant university experience, or in this case, a relevant degree.
So relevant is like related?
Related.
And it's kind of something like useful. It's related and useful for that. Yeah,
absolutely. So like, for example, if my job were teaching English, my degree probably should not be in math.
Yeah, exactly. My major was in religion, and I'm doing something very different. That wasn't relevant for my my career path. So the next thing that Jeff needs, or anyone needs, is a sponsor.
A sponsor. Mm-hmm. Okay. When I think about sponsor, I think about like advertisements on TV.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now a word from our sponsor.
People need some support. Sponsor is someone to like support you, or in this case, it probably is your job, right? Your workplace?
It should be. It should be. And again, they're probably not like giving you money just for living,
right.
Here it is, like Connor said, they're supporting you. They're the ones that are writing the letter saying this guy is coming, we'll make sure that he won't break any laws, blah blah blah.
They're like your your mother or father, your parents. They're taking care of you,
kind of
be responsible for you. So then in the next sentence he's explaining, if you don't meet any of the requirements, your visa application will be rejected.
This is the worst word. One of the worst words in the English language, isn't it?
Rejected. Yeah. I know my first time asking a girl on a date when I was in junior high school.
Yeah.
I was sure she would say yes, but she said no.
Rejected.
I was rejected, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this word, I mean, you know, you could say that I was rejected, or Connor was rejected. you could also say that she rejected me.
Right, yeah.
You know, coming to Vancouver, it's been very difficult to find an apartment. I could also say I feel very rejected.
Yeah.
Because the people won't answer my phone calls
or my emails.
They just don't want us.
Yeah. So if you don't have the requirements, and in the beginning of the sentence, if you don't meet the requirements, we often use this verb meet with requirement. It just means satisfy the requirements if you don't reach the requirements.
Okay.
So if you don't have those, then you may not be able to work in the country.
Right, which makes Allison say, wow, that sounds tough.
So tough. Some other words for tough, like difficult.
Difficult. Hard.
I mean, it kind of, in this situation, it kind of means, you know, it's a complicated process.
Right. So we're actually going to take a look at all of those words, meaning complicated, hard, tough, in today's grammar section. But we're going to do it in a way that is not tough.
Yeah.
Not hard.
Yeah.
Just going to be very, 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 very simple and straightforward.
And straightforward. Good. So then Allison recommends something.
Right. Because it sounds like Jeff actually has a Chinese wife.
So in that case, there's this, like, this is even better than the work visa. This is the spousal visa.
Okay, spousal. I think you would also call this the spouse visa. To me, spousal sounds better.
Yeah, it's like an adjective, right? So spousal, adjective, spouse is the noun.
Right, it's your partner, your husband, your wife.
Yeah.
But the problem with the spousal visa is that you're not able to work legally in China.
Oh, okay. And this one, I did not know about this one.
That is the key word there. So people say, you know, can you work in China? Well, you can work wherever you want. The question is it legal?
Interesting. Yeah, so I know in Korea, if you have a spousal visa, you may work legally. My close friend is married to a Korean girl there, and yeah, he has a... That's a nice visa to have, actually. Yeah, it's like the best one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, just legally means just sort of following the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So when you drive, you stop when it's a red light, because if you go through the red light, that's illegal.
That's illegal, mm-hmm. right.
Which
okay.
is the opposite.
Right, so something is either legal or illegal. Mm-hmm. And in this case, we have it as just an adverb, mm-hmm. just meaning, you know, legally, you can legally work, mm-hmm. you can legally, well, there's lots of things that you can legally do.
Yeah, yeah.
For example, I can, what can I do legally? It's really hard to think about it in terms of what you can do.
Yeah, because there's so many things.
You can do things legally.
Yeah, yeah.
We can record this this podcast legally.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, then Allison, she wishes him the best of luck. And that's also kind of a chunk, best of luck.
Yes.
Yeah, wishing you, you know, good luck.
Good luck.
And Jeff replies, thanks. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Okay, we should almost put like a picture of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so everyone, hold your hand out and cross your second and middle finger.
Right.
And that's called doing crossing your fingers.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And it just means you want good luck.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so we do that. Yeah, if, again, like Adam said, if you wish someone to have good luck, you can cross your fingers. You don't have to keep them crossed for the whole time.
Right.
Just cross them for a few seconds, and that means good luck.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and listen to the whole dialogue from start to finish, and then maybe Connor and I can talk about our own visa experiences.
Sounds good. Allison, I won't be in the office tomorrow because I need to go to the Exit and Entry Bureau to renew my work visa.
No problem, Jeff. Do you have to do that every year?
Yeah, I believe they only give out one-year work visas.
Really? I don't know anything about foreigners getting Chinese visas. So you'll need different types of visas to come and stay here?
Exactly. When I first came here with my family to travel, we had tourist visas. Then I came back for an exchange in college, so I was on a student visa. Now I'm working in China, which means I need a work visa.
Is it difficult to get a visa?
In my experience, visitor and student visas are quite straightforward, but a work visa is significantly harder.
In what ways?
You need to have a relevant university degree to your job and minimal years of work experience. And of course, your employer needs to sponsor your visa. If you don't meet any of the requirements, your visa application will be rejected.
Wow, that sounds tough. Your wife is Chinese, though. So could you get a spousal visa?
Yeah, I could, but I wouldn't be able to legally work in China.
Got it. Well, best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks. Fingers crossed.
Okay, guys, we are back. And did you know that you have two guys here who have both applied for, both have hopefully not been rejected, but both have had visas in Asia.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we have. And we know it's a tough process.
Yes.
And you need to renew it 6 months or every year. And it's kind of scary feeling that you might get rejected.
That's the worst part. Mm-hmm. I mean, even like coming in and out of the country,
it's a little scary.
It's a little scary. Having that work visa is amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of us fellow travelers, you know, you can't always get that work visa right away.
Right.
So you have to start with a tourist visa, a student visa. There's one other type of visa on here we didn't mention, which is the business visa.
Oh, the business visa. So if you're a businessman going to another country for a few days or even a few weeks, it's just a short-term visa?
Yeah, but it is really, really straightforward, like we mentioned before. I mean, generally speaking, a business visa is you just pay the money.
Right?
A tourist visa, you've got to give them information about your hotel. Mm-hmm. Study visa, you obviously need to tell them where you will study.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
but a business
sure.
visa is just, you know, I'm a businessman, let me in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Do you know any foreigners living in China? Do you have any friends who have visas?
Right.
Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear your comments. What kind of visas do they have? Or have you ever had a visa in a foreign country?
Yeah, curious too. Like, as Canadians and Americans, we can go to many countries visa-free.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
We'll also be very interested to find out which countries you guys can go to visa-free, where mm-hmm. you don't need a visa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let us know in the comments, and we look forward to seeing them.
Okay, as always, thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Already know that you want.